You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
Hey, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. So, Barb and I, we decided that since it's the end of the year,
Amazing, right?
Craziness that we're going to do like a little look back at our show and just kind of talk about everything that happened and everything that's been going on.
It's almost our 1 year anniversary considering we went up on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day?
We tried New Year's Eve, but then it didn't. We
loaded up on New Year's Day. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's so crazy. I can't believe it's been a year already.
It's insane. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. And we've been like doing most of it during COVID.
Absolutely.
It technically started like
March.
March. Yeah.
It's crazy. So,
just insane. I mean, I can't even get over it. It blows my mind.
I mean, all of us thought, 2 weeks? Yeah. Oh, we'll be back up and it'll be like totally normal come Easter. It was the end of March the middle of March. And then look where we are.
No one ever saw this coming like for as long as it's been. It's insane.
No.
Look at, and Crocodile's still here at your feet, going to bark at you any minute.
I'm not going to move so we don't get, he heard us.
I don't know. We've got both our terrorists in the studio with us, Crocodile and Sheena. And
you're going to have to post a photo of them so that everyone can see our mascots.
They're cute. They're always milling about what we're trying to do with the show and causing all kinds of trouble and getting into stuff and biting wires and God knows what.
So funny.
But anyway, so what's going on with you? Are you ready for Christmas? Did you finish your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, it's so funny. My goal is almost always Halloween. I'm one of those annoying people, but I kind of start, like I had said, the day after Christmas, when I'm out and about and I, if I'm with someone and they say, oh, I would love that, I kind of clock it. And then, on the down low, I'll sometimes pick it up right while they're in the store with me or I just kind of stockpile stuff through the year. So I'm usually done by Halloween, but with COVID and things like taking the turns that they have, I was later than usual, but I'm pretty much done. I mean, there's always last minute things. Yeah. We get our tree tomorrow, so we'll put our tree up.
We got our tree the other day, and it was so weird. We went to go get our tree, and it was normally you go, you take the dogs, the kid, everybody. We go and we walk around and pick out our tree.
Yeah, it's like a whole ritual.
Now it's a drive-through. Experience.
What? Really?
Yeah. So you stay in your car and then they had this really weird thing where they had like a webcam. So you could download their app, go on their webcam, and they would show you all the trees in the lot and then you pick it out and then they just load the tree onto the roof of your car.
That is so crazy. We haven't gone to a lot in quite a few years. Travis Barker posted a couple years ago about this company called Bringing Home Christmas. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
So it's this company that they cut the tree, they deliver it to you, and you choose a charity. They have like 5 or 10 charities that you could choose from. And most of the proceeds of the tree go to the charity.
Oh, wow.
And he had posted this ages ago. And St. Jude's is one of the charities you can choose from. And
Zach
and I have our foundation with St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And so we've been doing it that way. I think this is going to be our 5th tree with them. And it's amazing. They come. It's already got the stand.
That's
all
so awesome.
Yeah. We just tell them like what size we want.
Yeah.
And they, we choose a date on the calendar. And it's really sweet. They tag it and they'll say this tree belongs to the Wild family and the proceeds went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and it's lovely. So I haven't gone to a lot in years.
It was quite a different experience this time around. It was very, very interesting. So we brought it home and decorated, and I'm Jewish and Gilby's not, so we always do like a mixed bag of tricks.
That's
here
really cool.
At the house, we like to keep each other's traditions, and so I just did Hanukkah dinner last night. I made potato latkes.
Oh, nice.
And we did the whole Hanukkah thing, and it was cute. Gilby's like, will you teach me the prayer? I want to learn how to say the prayer. And
oh my god,
I think he was like breaking his teeth trying to say it because it's all like he couldn't say any of it. The Baruch Atah Adonai, like he can't even get that out. So it was really funny. But so we did our Hanukkah celebration because Hanukkah was a lot earlier than Christmas this year. And then got to get the Christmas stuff done, but I still got a lot of shopping to do. I'm not quite done yet at all.
Yeah. I mean, I was just in the store picking up a few things on my way here, and the stores definitely have people. It's not like what you would normally find yeah. 2 weeks, the week, you know, the second to last weekend before Christmas.
Okay, sorry, we had to throw Sheena out. She defected.
She's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I ran to the mall. I decided to brave it, and I went in there to
which one
grab
did you go to?
Things.
To you, yours, yeah, the little the one up here.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were only letting two people in at a time in the store.
Wow.
So basically, you stood outside the whole time, and then someone comes out, asks you what you want. You can't even like go in there and
wow.
Today they couldn't even go in and pick anything.
They had someone with a clicker today. It was yeah. reminding me of like the old days when I used to
go to clubs.
Yeah, well, or when I used to sell the merch for the band.
Right. They,
I would have a clicker so I could count, you know, tickets, how many people yeah. came in. So I yeah. knew that the promoter wasn't screwing us over and said right. how many, you know, how many people were there. Because, you know, you do a versus deal and they
I
tell
just
you.
Just imagine that. Barb standing on the side where they're clicking everybody.
I did. I was like, and then I would like run over to the merch stand and sell the merch. My niece and I sold the merch and I used to ship it all from my garage and everything. It was always, yeah. it started with us doing it ourselves. And then I started having to get like shopping carts to get all the boxes to go into the post office. And I'm like, okay, I think we need to find a merch company. Yeah. And that was, you know, quite a long time ago, but it was really fun. I actually
That's
liked
hilarious.
That whole process. But the guy had the clicker today as people were going into Bloomingdale's, like to count how many, I guess they're allowed X percentage of uh-huh. whatever. I don't know.
I used to do Gilby's fan club when back in the day, like, I mean, we're talking years ago, like, I don't know, like 25 years ago, I used to do his fan club for him. I would go and like pick up all his mail and like sort through it and then like give him whatever I thought he should see.
Right.
And if someone wanted something signed, I'd give it to him to sign or whatever. And I did that for a while. And then I stopped doing it when I started getting like panties in the mail. And then one time some girl sent him her pubes in the mail.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, this is sick.
People are so bizarre.
My wife shouldn't be doing this.
No.
I'm not doing this anymore. And
no.
I washed my hands of it. I was like, I'm not opening another envelope with pubes in it.
So weird. People are so weird.
I mean, disgusting.
What would make anyone think that that would be like that
oh,
would intrigue
hot.
The dude? Like,
yeah.
no, I don't know. I don't
yeah,
think
that's
so.
Hot. No, it's not psycho at all.
So funny. That's craziness.
Yeah, I know. So that was the end of my fan club days. So. But it was fun. It was fun in the beginning because I used to do like, it was like a really cool, like kind of creative process for me because
yeah.
I created a fanzine for him.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I would do like, you know, all kinds of
a
like fun facts about
whatever.
Him and newsletter
yeah.
and like, you know, little personal pictures that I would take of him around the house.
Yeah, because
and
before social
cool.
media,
yeah.
that was really your only access to artists.
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
you'd see them on the road, but if you wanted to have like, there were no meet and greets.
Yeah.
So you joined yep. the fan club.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
True. Yeah. It was so crazy. And oh, and you know, speaking of meet and greets, what we used to do was we had like a membership card. And so the fan club members would get a membership card. And if they came to one of his shows,
yeah.
the membership card would let them backstage to
oh,
meet
him. Oh,
that's
cool.
So that was quite kind
yeah.
of cool. Yeah.
Oh, so
but
much
it
for
fun,
those
like,
days.
Developing all that stuff. I know. Those days are gone.
I know. Zach and I were talking about that last night, though, not to get off subject of that, you know, to go too far the other way, but it is a really sad thing that, you know, I mean, I'm all for progression and things changing and new, you know, the way things evolve. But it is kind of sad that a lot of like, you know, Frankie and my kids, mm-hmm. they're not having the experience that we had. There was so much more. And I think even the generation older than us feels like we didn't get as much as they did, you know, because
yeah.
once MTV hit,
yeah.
artists were in our face all the time. Whereas like, back in the day, you had to go to a show or listen for them on the radio or wait
right.
till they did one of those really cool, like, you know, radio shows where they played the whole side of a vinyl or something.
Right.
But, you know, it just sucks for the younger generation, though, because it's just not what it was. It's just there isn't that. It's on one hand, it's super oversaturated. And on the other hand, it's like not, it doesn't have that special, you know, anybody can have that now. You know, so it's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was funny. I got to kind of experience a little bit of that with Frankie just the other day. She was driving around in the car with me, and she's a huge My Chemical Romance fan.
Yeah,
she loves
God.
My Chemical Romance.
My Kids too.
Yeah, the Black Parade. Yeah. And all that. So she, I found out that they had just released a makeup palette. A little makeup collection.
Nice.
And in all these, like, you know, cool, like, whatever.
Bright colors.
You know, like, kind of moody colors, like gloomy colors, like
emo colors.
Emo colors, exactly. Like black and red and
orange,
you know, and gray
and purple.
And, you know, yeah. Yeah. So I said to her, I go, oh my God, I just found out that MCR is doing a makeup launch. And so I was in the car with her, and her and her girlfriends were texting each other because they had to go at exactly at noon Pacific Standard Time.
Oh,
they
hysterical.
Had to quickly go online and hold their place online so that they could buy it. Do you know that they sold out of their entire makeup collection, their brushes, their palettes, the eyeliners,
God bless
the special
them.
Box set that they did. They sold out of all of it in 3 minutes. Frankie and I clocked it. 3 minutes and it was sold out.
God bless them.
Can you believe that?
I think that's great. Good
crazy.
For them.
Crazy. But Frankie ended up scoring a palette, an eyeshadow palette, an eyeliner. And she was beside herself thrilled. It reminded me of my youth. I was like, oh, this is so adorable.
So good.
Yeah, it was
so
really
good.
Cute. There's that. I remember back in the days, like, we couldn't even, like, wait to get, like, our, like, books in the mail, magazines
oh,
in the mail.
Oh, remember like, the, oh, what is it, like 10 albums or cassettes for a dollar or dime or whatever that was. Remember? And then you had to join that club and you never would pay the full price for the rest of them. My mother used to be like, you kids.
Oh my God,
like,
totally. I totally remember those.
I can't believe that company even stayed. It was like Columbia, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was Columbia.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know how good of an idea that was, but they're getting back at us now, making our music free for all the years that we didn't pay for their, you know, you have to buy 10 albums a year at the regular price if you get, you know, whatever, 20 for a dime or whatever that craziness
that
was.
That was hilarious.
So what do you think? Like, I mean, it's, I was trying to reflect on the year of doing the podcast, and it's really, truly, I mean, I'm sound like a broken record, but it's been my source of joy through this whole crazy year.
Well, it's definitely kept us busy too.
Yeah. And just, I mean, it kept us, I think, focused and engaged and not so sad, you know, to be stuck in the same four walls with the same two or three or four people and doing the same thing every, it feels like Groundhog's Day every day, you know, and we've been so fortunate that we've all been healthy for the most part. No one's, you know, we know there's so many people out there that are dealing with, like, there's not going to be someone that they love at the table for Christmas or Hanukkah, or there's not going to be, you know, there's no money for presents, let alone food or gas or, you know, electric bills. But I mean, so we've been really fortunate that way, but it's been such a, like, mental health wise, I think, like, this podcast has just given me such a something to look forward to, something to enjoy, socialization.
Yeah.
Even, you know, we've been really responsible. I think we have anyway, we've tried, but I was thinking, you know, I was reflecting, I'm like, what have been some of the highlights of the year? And I mean, I looked back, you know, at the 41 episodes.
Which is unreal. I can't believe we have that much to say.
I know.
Poor husbands.
And we're like, I know, right? And that's the other thing. It's given us each other to speak to instead of having to, like, you know,
and
bend
now
their
we're actually
ears.
Quiet at home.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Yeah, not really.
But what have been some of your, like, favorite moments or highlights or?
Oh my God, there's been so many. It's, you know, I think you're right. Like, it has been giving me, like, something to do and something to focus on and to look forward to and, you know, something positive going on, which is so great. But one of the other things that I really love is that we've been able to catch up with some of our girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, having some of, like, our friends that we love and that we admire.
Totally.
And get to kind of share them with everybody, which has really been cool.
Without a doubt.
I think some of my favorite moments, I don't know, I think when I think back, having Jillian on was really, really fun.
That was a major treat for me. I had only known her from television and, you know, knew of her. And I was so excited to meet her. And she's so cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. And she's been through so much. And yet she's so positive and so inspiring and so fucking funny.
She is hysterical.
She's so fucking funny. She gave us such a funny outlook at something that is so serious and so scary.
Right.
When she went through her breast cancer. So I think that was one of like...
That's a big one.
Yeah, that was one of my highlights for sure. Just because I felt like it was such a good way for people to kind of hear about something so difficult and so scary, but realize that you can get through it and you can get through it with humor and you can come out the other side.
I mean, Britt was amazing that way as well.
Britt, she was amazing.
It's just, to hear these experiences and you don't really know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jillian's been really public and very very outspoken about it and really trying to make people aware. So I did know of her struggle a little bit from Twitter and from her Instagram and her podcast, but it was a whole another level to meet her in person and to have her, you know, for us to be asking her the questions, which was really cool. It was definitely a treat for me. That was a highlight.
It really was. Yeah. And I know Brittany's also been very outspoken about it too.
She's a doll.
And it's a whole different version of events with her because she's young and it happened to her, but she got through it. And those are definitely, I think, some standouts.
Yeah. Without a doubt. I think we've gotten a lot better too. Like, you know, I think back to when Sharon was on, and of course for me, having Sharon on was like the greatest thing ever.
It was so exciting to have Sharon on for us.
I feel like we were just getting our feet wet then. And so we were, you know, a little green, and I would love to have her on again.
Are you talking about when we talked all over her?
Yeah. we did a lot less asking of questions and did a lot more talking, but you know, I think that it's a learning curve, and I think that we've grown quite a bit.
I
don't know. I think
there's been some serious like stuff going down during this whole, you know, we thought we would start this podcast and talk about like aging and beauty and we do that.
It was just going to be all fun and games.
Broke loose.
I know.
You know, there was COVID, then there was the riots, then the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And just so much has happened. And then, you know, we had Macy in here, Macy Gray. That was pretty intense too, because that was during all that.
I'm so glad that I was able to contain myself and not fan out too much, because I am such a huge fan of hers.
Yeah.
I listen to her music all the time. Love her. Mm-hmm. Zach and I were talking about her in the sense that it doesn't matter. You always know it's her.
Yeah.
If they don't have to announce who, I mean, and there's only, maybe a dozen people, a dozen singers that you could like name off the top of your head that the minute they start singing, you know, it's them because they're so identifiable. And she's just, her voice is so rich, but then it was so nice to get to know her. And, you know, sometimes it sucks and scary to meet your idols because they're not the people that you hope that they are going to be.
Yeah.
And she was more than I had hoped,
she's got a lot of like secret compartments to her that people don't know. And like when I first met her, one of the most surprising fun facts about her was just how funny she is.
Oh my God, she's a riot.
Hilarious, and she's a prankster, and you've got to be careful around her because you never know what she's gonna pull on you.
That's so great.
But she's hilarious, and we were lucky enough to have her in the studio twice during all this, which was really nice.
Yeah, she's amazing. And then we got to play bingo and go on her little that was a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Her charity,
and also getting to watch her get creative during these times with what she can do. And, you know, how, you know, just watching her Instagram completely change and into her, like, you know, how she's feeling about everything. That's also been kind of interesting too, is watching how people are reacting to everything and what they're doing and how they're changing in their careers to kind of, you know, accommodate what's going on. Who else?
I mean, having the guys on and doing...
Wait.
The newlywed game was classic. That was a lot of fun.
The newlywed game was... by far the best fucking time.
That was so ever. Funny.
Because first of all, you and I got to lush it up.
Yeah, that was a really nice little a little wrench that you threw into the mix, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got to majorly lush it up. We decided to, if you haven't heard the Newlywed Game with Barbara Ann's husband, Zach Wilde, and mine, Gilby, you're in for a treat because it's freaking hilarious. Zach is out of control on that show.
Surprise, surprise.
But we decided that every time Zach mentioned banging Barb or doing anything remotely sexual to Barb, which is basically every time he opens
every
his
other
mouth,
word out of his mouth,
we would take a shot. So we got pretty pretty lushed out over there.
Yeah, at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We basically needed to be carried up the stairs at 2 in the afternoon. Zach said to me, it's a good thing I'm with you because you need me to drive. And I'm like, well, since the one bonus of him being sober, one of the bonuses of him being sober for 11 years is he's a designated driver forever. So that works out pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
oh, and I learned on that episode, and if you listen to it, you will also learn about how Barb is now Zach's proctologist.
Oh, dear Lord. He's so full of it. I laugh so hard because I'm like, he's all talk. Yeah. It's just, it reminds me of Howard Stern. It's like, you know, he's like this sweet, loving, gentle human outside of, you know, when he's not behind a microphone. And Zach's similar. He's, you know, he's a lot quieter and he's just such bravado, such BS, but he's a
lot
of fun.
Don't ruin it for
everyone. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's a big old stud, but but that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights. Yes, that was amazing. So much fun. What else? Who else? There's been so many.
Oh my God, the last one we just did with Elizabeth. Fabulous. I mean, how much fun. I mean, my guiltiest pleasure is Bravo and the Housewives. And Zach constantly comes in the room and says to me, how is my beautiful, smart wife watching this? And then in his next breath, he'll go, well, when is Vanderpump Rules back on? I love them. Is Jack still screwing every chick on the show? I'm like, no, they're married now. They're having a baby. He's like, oh no, who's going to be my new guy on that show? He loves Vanderpump Rules, but when he sees the Housewives, he's like, oh, these women, they're just yakking. But in a way, it's great because it's the only way I could get him out of the room. As soon as he sees that
you
they're
get some
on.
Quiet, peace and quiet.
Right. But it was a total treat for me to meet Elizabeth and you know,
she's a riot.
She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I mean, she's quite a force. All the housewives, she's probably the least affected and the most, she's still like virginal in that world. So she's still just like innocent and sweet. And I've just, but she's cool and she's real. And I thought it was really
fun. She's very real and she calls it as she sees it. And that's why we liked her. But yeah, that was really fun. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, you should go back and listen to that. That
you
was
know,
episode
it's really
40.
Funny too, because we've gotten to have some great fans of our own show, of our own and with our own show. And you're used to that because of, you know, Frankie B having the nostalgia that it has and you have fans because you were a pioneer in doing something that no one had done before you or since, in my opinion. I've not had that experience. So it's been really fun to have like our own little fan club. And Jose, one of our, you know, favorite Kansas as fuck.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Oh, they're just so fabulous. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me the other night, I guess he was listening to episode 30 and he was saying like, you know, I could help you cook. You were mentioning how you can't cook. And I'm like, there's no helping me cook, Jose. Not even
no,
with you.
You like but, not being able to cook.
I don't enjoy it. I tried. I actually really
My
tried.
My mom always used to say to me, the secret of marriage is don't be too competent.
Very smart. That's very wise. But it was so funny because he is just listening to episode 30. So I'm thinking like maybe people have a little bit of time to catch up. But, you know, it would be great to get some fan Dear Daniela's and say, you know, what did you like the most about what we did this past year? And what do you think, like, you know, where we what would you like us to talk about? where do we need improvement? Like, it would be cool to get some, Jose, if you're listening, you need to give us some, you and your hubby need to give us some
pointers
and some inspiration. But, you know, this whole thing has been just, you know, just a joy. It's just pure love.
Yeah,
you know?
It's been so much fun. And I think one of the other highlights, which I forgot to mention, was when you walked in here and brought the neon Honest AF show and made us official. That was very fun.
Oh, that's so fun. We need to have that hang up again once we're back and able to do our actual show without having to be outside and all of that. But, you know, God willing, you know, that there's the vaccines on the horizon.
Hopefully. But although they were saying, I think I heard something that general public won't be getting their vaccines until summer.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, because it's going to go to frontline workers and elderly and people that are immune compromised.
As it should.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. So hopefully soon we'll be able to, you know, get back to somewhat of a normal. I know it'll never be normal. It won't be quite as normal for a while, but somewhat normal would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
I mean, just to like go see a fucking show would be amazing.
Yeah, it would. It would be really great. Oh, Etty. That reminds me of Etty. Etty was an amazing.
It was Etty's birthday.
Was it yesterday?
Was it yesterday or the day before?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wish her a happy birthday. I told her.
But she was a treat too.
Oh my God.
I mean, oh my God. So fun.
Yeah. Etty Farrell, Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction's wife. She was great fun. If you haven't heard that episode, it's really a good one. And of course, you know, the Sharon Osbourne episode, even though we trampled all over her thoughts.
Sorry, Sharon.
It was still a good episode. I think it was still fun to, you know, hear Sharon talk.
Joyce!
Oh my God, Joyce
goodness.
Benelli. Yeah.
Yes, feast for the eyes and for all the senses.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was a great one too. Who else have we had that's just been a blast? We've had so many good ones. You know what was interesting too is Cheryl, Wasted Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. Wasteland.
Yeah, Wasteland Cheryl. I call her Wasted Cheryl.
I know, it's so great.
Wasteland Cheryl, it was her birthday yesterday.
Oh my, so many Sages.
Yeah, like, a lot of Sages. Yeah. And apparently I get along with them really well.
Yep.
So.
Your fellow fire sign.
You're
an air sign, but air and fire signs usually get along famously.
It was her birthday yesterday, so I did a quick drop, kick, and roll at her house.
Oh, did you?
I couldn't avoid it. I was like, I have to stop by and just.
Oh, I wished her a happy birthday.
Throw her some birthday cheer from the car, and
oh,
I did.
Oh, that's great.
So I stopped by her house, and we both got out of the car masked and just gave her a little birthday prezi, which was fun.
Maybe by your birthday, we'll be able to actually celebrate.
Yeah.
Because all of our birthdays this year, right?
We should do a joint birthday celebration with everybody.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, like everybody. You know, if by Valentine's Day, restaurants are open, even if it's outdoors, we should do like a girls' lunch with all the girls whose birthdays we missed.
That would be really fun.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, because the last one that we did was yours.
Before we got shut down. Yeah.
The last one that I celebrate that I remember was your birthday. And then I went to Paris, which was, that was my last trip. I was thinking about it the other day because it came up in my memories.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, like it's been almost a whole year since I've been anywhere.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
That's
I'm
so
like
crazy.
Dying to get on a plane.
I know. I'm starting to feel a little more comfortable with flying on a plane again. So with everything that they're doing, all the precautions and
there's no joke. They're taking it really seriously as they should.
Yeah.
They
should have been doing that a long time ago. It always kind of freaked me out. I always was like, I was like how Lisa Rinna is. I always like got on a plane and I would like take out my antibacterial wipes and wipe everything down before I touched it.
Did you?
Yeah,
my mother.
I've always been a little worried about
it. Oh my God. She didn't fly very often, but when I've flown with her a couple of times, she would put like a cloth on the back of the seat, like when you get into a taxi cab in Asia.
Well, they used to do that. They used to put like a tissue paper.
That's what my mother said.
Yeah, and then now they don't do it. I'm totally aging myself.
And she would like, don't touch the food tray.
Yeah.
And, you know, she would like put something underneath my kids' seats and I'd be like, oh my God, mom, stop. And then I was like, you know what? She knew something we didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, really smart, but I guess, you know, it makes sense because
we're going to think about things very differently now.
I think like 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, it's like after 9/11, flying was never the same.
Right, right.
You know, as far as,
you know, it scared you.
The TSA, you didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it, totally changed.
So true.
You know, and it's a good thing. Or seatbelts. You know, someone made it comparative to wearing a mask to seatbelts and how so many people resisted, like our parents' generation, whereas we knew nothing different. Like, buckle, what's the big deal? Zach's father used to be like, oh my God. And Zach would be like, Dad, what is the big deal? Just a seatbelt. Oh, it's uncomfortable. It hit, you know, and he would buckle it and then sit in front of it. And I'm like, but that's for some people that resisting masks. It's like, think of it as a seatbelt. You know, it's like, you're not, what is the big deal? I just can't get my head around it.
It's a learning curve for our generation. And because like our parents went through that with our parents. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, my parents would put us in the car, no seatbelts.
Oh yeah. Right.
But that was the least of our worries because what they would do is they would both chain smoke in the front seat.
With
my mom and my dad.
Shut.
With the windows rolled
up.
Oh
my God.
They would chain smoke with three little kids in the back. So please.
But everybody's parents did.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody did that.
I mean, forget the seatbelts.
I mean, when we first had our kids and it was like, you know, the car seats and the whole, like all the paraphernalia you have to take with you. My mother would be like, all seven of you, because I'm one of seven, should be dead by comparison, because I didn't do any of those things.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do anything. And they had the front seat that was one long seat.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like bucket seats. And the
right.
kids, you'd let your little ones sit up front.
Yeah.
Babies would be laying in the back on the seat.
Yeah.
It's like we wouldn't even dream of doing that now.
I know. It's so crazy.
Times are changing.
And speaking of like the year in review for us, one of the biggest highlights is Barb's Bag of Tricks.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
it gives me a reason to.
Oh my God. And some of the funnest shit. I'll tell you the one thing I really miss is I miss having producer Lisa in the studio with her like rip skirt comments.
Oh my God.
Because
The rip skirt.
Like that stuff I really miss. Like I miss her
one-liners, her little injections of
her
conversation.
Her banter is hilarious.
She's classic.
Yeah.
I mean, and how we would totally mortify Phil.
Yeah.
I do miss seeing him like three shades of
Although I think
purple.
Phil was a champ. He took it like a champ.
Totally.
He never let on that any of it bothered him. Oh God, poor Phil. He has to listen to all this girl talk. But
it's really
like
funny too, because your cousin said to me, I got to speak to your cousin the other day. You turned me on to this lovely cousin of yours. And he said to me, oh, you do the podcast with Daniela. Oh, I tried listening to it. I listened to it, but I think it's for girls. And I was like, yeah, I guess for the most part, we try to be more. And I know that was something you were talking about the other day, that you want to try and make it more, not gender specific. So
right,
we're trying.
Exactly. We are trying. We're going to have some guys on. I think that'll help too. And we have, we've done like, even like with some of the doctors, we've talked about like, you know, hair loss for both men and women.
Yeah.
We've talked about fat burning and love handles and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it is, and manscaping. We've talked
about
that.
Oh yes, we did.
And we created a candle for Zach. Called under
my kilt. That's the best.
Oh my God, that was so.
You know, I did have
funny.
To. I did have to. I had to go and get the URL, and I had to trademark it because I'm like, at some point we're gonna have to do that
of
for
course,
sure.
Of course. Yeah, I think we both like kind of covered our highlights, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure there's more, and it's been a great run, and we're in it for the long haul, people. So I hope you're not sick of us because we're not going anywhere.
No, we're enjoying it, and actually, we really think like it's been so cathartic for us that if you have. Subjects that you feel passionately about, or, you know, do your own podcast too. I mean, my God, it helps, and it's fun, and it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's fun.
Yeah, no, it's a labor of love for sure.
Yeah, totally. But it's a good thing to do, to kind of like have something to do.
Yeah. And I've totally become such a huge fan of podcasts. I mean, every day I'm listening to more and more of them.
You have any new ones that you like?
Actually,
you know,
it's so funny. I listen to, I'm so boring. I listen to Dr. Radio on Sirius. I love Dr. Radio, and I get most of my, you know, I learn a lot from Dr. Radio. Well, now they've just launched a podcast based upon their medical, they're able to elaborate on their Sirius radio show because it's done in New York Medical Center, Langone, and they, you know, have hour segments. And one of the ones today was so cool, was a doctor, I gotta look on my phone, Dr. Nadu, she's a food psychiatrist, and she discusses and has done a ton of research, and she's, you know, brilliant, and she has a book out called The Food That You Eat. Wait, let me double check that I got it correctly because I turned my phone off. And she talks about the relationship between food and your brain.
Wow.
And how it's so indicative of, like, she was talking a bit about general anxiety disorder, which is the largest, most common mental affliction for people, and how so much of what they have the major gut and brain relationship, and they're discovering that so much of what we eat really affects our mental health. And it was just so interesting for me. I mean, I guess I'm just such a nerd. I'm such a science nerd. I love that. I love the true crime ones still. Yeah. I'm all about those.
And there's one on our network, on the STMP podcasting. It's called a Punk Rock MBA.
Love that.
Yeah, that one's really cool too.
I love that.
You know, speaking of food, I have been so over my own cooking. Like, I can't even deal with my own cooking anymore. Ugh. Like, my own recipes, I'm over it.
We know it. I've never been unto mine.
I'm so over it. I'm over cooking. I'm over it. One of my girlfriends turned me on to this service called Factor 75.
I do not know about it, but I need to.
Okay, so Factor 75.
My family needs to know about it.
They'll be very grateful.
My poor family.
Factor 75 is amazing because it is a food delivery service. They deliver ready-made meals to your door.
Yeah, because when I first met you, you turned me on to a food service that you have to cook the food.
Yeah, Green
that
Chef.
It was
Blue Apron.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay, this is great. But thank God at the time, Haley Ray was still living at home because she,
she
did all the cooking.
And diced and did all
the
stuff.
This is not a treat for me at all.
No, it's a lot. But it saves you on grocery shopping and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's all organic and good.
Yeah.
Quality, but
70 Factor 75. The difference with that is it's prepared, so you don't have to cook anything unless you define cooking as warming something up.
That's so generally what I define cooking
as. I mean,
as.
Honestly, like, no one will know. You can like warm it up, take it out, put it on a plate, make it all nice, throw some water on your brow, and pretend like you were sweating because you were working so hard to prepare this meal.
You pat yourself down with a napkin.
But it's like, it's prepared meals. And you can go online and pick the meals. They give you a whole array of different meals that you can pick.
Oh, I am all about it. Well, they probably won't come up to me. It'll be another thing that says, we don't come to your house.
Oh, God. They'll probably be like, can you fly in a helicopter, please?
Once you don't need a horse and buggy, we'll come to your house.
But the food is delicious. And you can get, like, if you're like, you want it to be a paleo diet or vegetarian.
Oh, nice.
Or, you know, low sugar or low carbs or, you know, whatever. Everybody has all these different, you know, gluten-free and whatever. You can get it completely tailored to whatever you like and what you don't like.
So excited.
It's
I'm literally leaving your house and I'm just signing up.
Yeah, you should. And I'm only doing it like twice a week. So twice a week, we'll eat these prepared meals. The rest of the week, I will cook. So it gives you a nice little break. And you could do it, you know, as many times a week as you want. And I think it's fair. It's pretty inexpensive. I think if I remember correctly, they charged me, I think it's $75 for two meals a week for three people. So that really comes out to like, what, $11, $12 a meal?
I mean, half the time if I do takeout, it's that much just
it's
to
more
pick
than
it
that.
Up.
Yeah.
And I always try and, like, especially right now with all the restaurants closed, I've been trying to like tip as I would if we were eating in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's, you can't get a meal for under, you know, $75 unless you're doing pizza or something. But when I go and grab food, like Zach likes to do carbonara Sundays, it's his cheat day, and he has this thing right now with homemade carbonara, homemade pasta, and it's at least, you know, it's well over $100 for sure. the three, Zach, Sabbath, and I, and then usually my sister or someone else is at the house as well.
Yeah.
And it's not inexpensive. So to do two days
for three people, so that's three meals.
And is it just one meal, or is it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Is it breakfast
you
and dinner?
You could do whatever you want. They have breakfast, they have dinner, they have snacks, they've got shakes, they've got
awesome
little like desserts. It's fairly calorie conscious, and you know, so
the
portion control is great. You're not overeating.
I love that when you don't have to think about it.
You don't have to think about it, and you know, you don't have to worry about what you're gonna make. And it's portion controlled. You're not overeating. It's not a lot of food. That's just great. So I think it's really nice. And it's a nice option to have if you want to break.
Yeah.
And they have, I'll send you an invite.
Please
because
do.
If I send you an invite in the link, I believe you get like $50 off your,
awesome.
Your first order.
That's so great.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. So the book that this Dr. Uma Naidu, it's called This Is Your Brain on Food. And what she was talking about was so fascinating to me, and how there's such a relationship between, you know, what we put in our bodies and what it does to our brain chemistry.
Well, I know that for sure. If I don't have enough chocolate and candy in my life, I'm a grumpy bitch.
Well, we already know that with me. It's like, it's just, I will forgo food if it means, like, I work from the dessert part backwards.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever go to people's, like, when we used to go to people's houses, like, someone would invite us over for dinner, I always have to bring dessert because I can't leave it up to them. Because if you go to someone's house and they have dinner and they don't believe in dessert and they don't have dessert afterwards, it is the biggest disappointment.
No, totally.
So I always have to bring it with me.
It's like that Seinfeld episode. We're like, Zach and I are like huge Seinfeld buffs, and it's like that one episode where they didn't bring cake. They didn't have cake and coffee after dinner when George was getting married, and they're like, what kind of people don't have cake after you eat? I'm like, I grew up with that too, where even if it was pound cake with berries or something, you had dessert with every single meal. Sabbath always says that to me. What's for dessert, Mom? Yeah. I'm like, maybe the 30 Reese's peanut butter cups that your father's been just like giving you under the table all day long.
But
I'm gonna try the food service. I think that's really cool.
It's kind of a cool thing. Is it time for Barb's bag of tricks?
I do have a bag of tricks. It's not a lot of tricks, but I have something very exciting.
Oh.
So one of the things I thought, this is our anniversary, and one of the things that I have, which I'm very excited about, is our merch.
Oh, yes.
You started.
That's right.
We're going to have to take pictures and put it.
We should do a giveaway.
That would be so much fun.
We should do a giveaway.
Yes. Like, so maybe we'll do like an Instagram giveaway or something where we'll figure you have to, you know, tag us and have a couple friends tag us or something. But Daniela did this great Honest AF show t-shirt, and it's very 70s vibe,
very
which we
cute.
Love that aesthetic, and it's
quite
colorful. And it's so good. So to me, this was like a very cool part of our bag of tricks, especially for our year anniversary, because between the neon and the merch, we're official.
We are so official. Put a stamp on us.
So that was a big one for me today. And then your darling daughter, who I love so much, she and I, you know, we talk a lot about makeup, and we were talking about how much we love matte lips, which, you know, we're not really getting to see all that much with the mouse, but we were talking about how much we love matte lips and how so many matte lipsticks or lip glosses are so drying that you can't, I don't even enjoy wearing them, because as much as the colors might be amazing, they make your lips so chapped, so dry. And so Frankie gifted me with these matte lip glosses by Morphe. I didn't know how you pronounced it.
Yeah.
Morphe.
Yeah.
And
she loves Morphe products.
I have one of them on right now.
Yeah.
I think it's the one that she said is her favorite, but she bought me these incredibly gorgeous nude colors. I think the one that I like, they go by numbers. That's
I know, she
weird.
Bought you those lip glosses and she didn't buy me any. And I was like, what am I, chopped liver?
You are missing them, because they smell divine. They go on like a lip gloss. They're so soft on your lips and they don't chalk. They don't flake.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Wow.
And they don't get all over your mask. I'm like, I don't even understand how they don't. It's just,
that's nice.
I have a silk mask and it's not all over them.
Oh,
so
that's
these.
Really cool.
I don't know
who else makes a good matte lipstick is Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, I love her. We need to do a show dedicated towards her.
Yeah, we do.
And her artistry. And maybe we could even try, hey, if anyone's listening from Charlotte Tilbury, we would love to have someone on because she's incredible. What a pioneer.
Yeah, she's amazing. So you can get the Morphe lip glosses on Morphe.com.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was just an online thing, but they're fabulous. Thank you, Frankie.
They have a store, too. But,
do they? Mm-hmm. Well, I am all about them.
Do they have a store? No, they don't have a store, but they carry them at Ulta. They carry Morphe at Ulta, and then they have... I think Morphe does have a store somewhere anyway, but you can get them online.
And then the other thing that I have, have you heard of Vegamore?
No.
Okay, so, you know, I have been a religious fan, and I've been religiously using Revitalash Advanced for years and years and years, and living in California, I have to smuggle it in. I hope I'm not going to get myself in trouble, but whatever, from another state, because only California...
What are you going to do? Put you behind bars for using eyelash extension?
I'll get the feds knocking on my door or something, but they... have the most amazing product that really does grow your eyelashes. Mm. And whether it's because it keeps the growth cycle longer or if it really just, it's magic, who the heck knows, but it works amazing. But when I went through that allergy situation a couple months ago, I had to stop everything.
Yeah.
And I haven't reintroduced it because I have to go through, you know, I have to like call my lady at Carnegie Pharmacy, who I love, Hannah, I love you, Carnegie Pharmacy in New York City, and have her ship it to me. But with COVID, everything coming from New York, they got hit so hard early on.
Yeah.
So, and then I had the allergy, so I didn't try it again. So I've been hearing and reading and researching and looking for another eyelash serum that supposedly has really great results, but doesn't have the harsh chemicals in them or the medication, because they use a glaucoma medicine and that's what makes your eyelashes grow in some of these eyelash serums. And I didn't want to try Latisse for that reason, and I have green eyes.
I'm allergic to Latisse. I tried using it and I couldn't use it. Totally allergic to
it. I have heard that. And but also if you have hazel eyes or you know, I have green hazel eyes, they say they haven't had any cases of it, but they say that it can actually change your iris color because it has done that to the people that have used the glaucoma medication full strength and they put it in their eye. You're not supposed to be doing that with an eyelash serum. You're supposed to just use it and just brush it above your eyelash line. But regardless, I haven't been able to use my Revitalash Advanced. So I found online another Instagram find, this Vegamore. I hope I'm saying it right. And it's called Vegamore Grow. And they've done studies and it's all vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It's all natural. I just started using it. I've been documenting, taking pictures before, and we'll see. It's supposed to take, they say, to like check again in like 4 to 6 weeks. It comes in gorgeous, like hefty packaging.
Yeah.
It's really nice quality.
Oh, it's pretty. Yeah.
It doesn't irritate my eyes. I've used it a whole week now. I'm not itchy. I'm not red.
Yeah.
I'm not having any irritation at all. And they make an eyebrow serum, an eyelash serum, and a topical hair serum that they can't keep it in stock.
Oh,
it
wow.
took me a long time to get this in. Apparently they did say that they're doing better now in getting it to people quicker. We'll see how it goes, but it's in my bag of tricks. I'm super excited about it. And so far, the one main thing I was hoping was that I wasn't going to have any type of allergic reaction to it or irritation, and I haven't. So we'll see.
So far, so
good. Hopefully it works. And the worst thing that could happen is it's got biotin, it's got keratin, it's got nice things for the health quality, the hair quality of my eyelashes. So we'll see how it goes. And
that's very exciting because I would like to try that too, because I'll have to get it
for you. I also bought it for Haley Ray because she is another devotee.
Did we mention how much it cost? Or?
It wasn't really that expensive. I think it was, this is supposed to be a 6-month supply.
Okay.
And I think it's like half the cost of Revitalash Advanced.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it was like $130 for two.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you buy it separately, if it's a little bit more expensive, but it was a sale if you bought too. It was buy one get one kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a website. It's vegamour.com and it's on Instagram. They're at Vegamore. And I'm hoping it works. We'll see how it goes.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. So that's my bag of tricks today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got to say, Barb, the bag of tricks are always they're like my highlight, especially when they're very naughty.
Well, I'm hoping to find some new naughty ones. Oh my goodness.
Let's see. Let's recap. What are some of the naughtiest bag of tricks you've had? Well, definitely the clit gel.
And I'll be honest with you.
She stole it. Yeah. She took it with her.
I have not. And I'm going to see if we can get some and do it as a giveaway as well. Because I have to be honest with you. That's become part of my repertoire. That's not going anywhere. That stuff works. I think it's unbelievable.
And then the other one that was a freaking riot when Lisa was here with us in the studio.
The LV.
Oh my God. That one was hilarious.
Oh my God. That thing is amazing.
For, what do you say? It's for like vaginal tightness.
Kegel exercises.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. More PC way of saying it. Of course.
I'm going to have to find some new fun, naughty bags of tricks, but I haven't been able to frequent my favorite sex shop or Spencer's. You know, the malls were closed and there's only small windows to go in now. It's, you know, it's very vital to,
to your,
it's a lot of fun though. Definitely a lot of fun.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think, is that our wrap up? Are we wrapped?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody. Let's hope 2021 is not a repeat of 2020.
Yeah, let's hope. We're on track for a better 2021.
Let's hope. And I hope everybody is, you know, healthy. And, you know, if your loved ones are sick or whatever, we hope everyone comes out on the other side of everything okay.
We want to thank you very much for listening this year and supporting Barb and I's little fun project, the Honest AF Show. It's been a blast, and we look forward to many, many more shows to come. So keep the questions coming, comments, suggestions, whatever, and hit us up on our socials, the Honest AF Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and honestafshow.com is our website. Shoot us a line.
And I'm going to follow up and put all the products for the last couple of episodes up on our website.
And we're definitely going to do a contest. So make sure to look out for that.
So rad. It's really good stuff.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye,
everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation. Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.